Page 96. Listening. Exercise 7. Listen to the second part of the interview again and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Part 2.
So, Graham, how many countries did you visit?
My original goal was to see all 193 countries that are members of the United Nations. The first year, I went to 133 countries, and then in the next 3 years, another 68. That's 201 countries in all.
And how long did you spend in each country?
That depends. I skipped in and out of places where I'd already been, like in Europe, but I took more time in Africa, Asia, and South America, where I hadn't been before. It was easy to move around because with my British passport, I don't need a visa to cross most borders.
And you videoed the entire journey, didn't you?
Only the first year, actually. My video was made into a series on the National Geographic channel.
That would be great to see. But Graham, I'm sure it couldn't have been all fun. You must have had some difficult moments. Can you tell us about one?
Well, the camera is useful, but it can get you into big trouble too. In the Congo, they got extremely suspicious of me walking around and photographing their country. So much so that they arrested me and I ended up in a Congolese prison. I never found out why they did it. Maybe they thought I was a spy.
That must have been so frightening.
It certainly was.
But all in all, would you say that people were usually helpful?
Oh yes, almost everyone, in every way possible. I can't count how many people gave me lifts in their cars, let me sleep on their couches, or just went out of their way to make sure I got where I wanted to go.
Graham, what did you enjoy the most about your journey?
I loved meeting people from all over the world. I loved waking up somewhere new every day and not knowing what was around the next corner.
You must inspire a lot of people to travel.
Yes, and I'm happy about that. I want to encourage people to go and see the world for themselves. I'm trying to tell people that the world isn't a scary place, despite all the stories we hear in the media.
Thanks for talking to us today, and good luck with your future adventures.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.